I said that I had a
cold open.
A cold open, but I don't. I was gonna do something like Blues Brothers, but I realized I don't remember a single goddamn line from Blues Brothers.
We're putting
the band back together.
There you go.
We're on a mission from Gad.
Here's Phil to tell you more. Dan Aykroyd, but you know.
We're on. Did you just do like a Weekend Update thing?
No, that was a segment from his video talking about Crystal Head Vodka.
Oh, go to the music.
No glycol.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack. TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Glycol is nasty.
Yeah, but so is vodka.
It's okay, vodka.
It's overpriced.
It is. Bottle's cool, but that's really what you're paying for.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to give Dan Aykroyd money for it.
True.
I'll just become a glass blower and blow my own.
You know what vodka is good? Esme.
I wouldn't know.
It's very... I think you've had it here. I've had a bottle of it for a long time.
Oh, probably. I just don't have any... ability to tell the difference between one cough syrup and another.
True. Well, I mean, I'll drink vodka straight, so.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I got into alcohol, drinking vodka straight. Yeah.
Oh, the classic teenager drink.
Yeah. Except I was 19. 83.
Next school teenager.
Yeah, technically. But like, anyway, welcome to 69 Cent Special. I'm TJ Cole.
I'm Kevin Smith.
And we're, for the fifth time, going back to our roots.
Listen, periodically we watch a really shitty Christian media tape, and then we realize why we don't watch very many of them.
And then we go on a string of watching mostly, like, B-action movies.
And then we forget why we didn't go back to...
Right.
The Christian well.
And then we're like, man, we haven't got... It's like an abusive relationship.
What if we can change him?
Yeah, what if there is a good one amongst the filth?
That's my goal. My goal is to find a good bit of Christian media.
We did watch The Donut Man.
Donut Man was okay.
Did have Terrifying Bread Being.
Terrifying Bread Man that asked us when we would learn that our actions will have consequences. which is a really... I know all of the origins of that meme now. Because, like, the voice is... Sammy Classic Sonic Fan.
Oh.
Who is a guy who made videos on YouTube.
Did he have glasses and dark hair?
No.
Wear a backpack?
He wore a backpack, did not have glasses.
Okay. And he like videotaped it and he was like going, like having a tantrum?
As a matter of fact, he does have glasses. I misremembered. Yeah.
Red shirt?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I know what you're talking about. So he was the one that said that. Yep. Okay. I never saw that video.
Because he was ranting about... I think it was right after one of the 3D Sonic games came out. Probably,
please say Sonic Heroes.
Probably Unleashed.
Oh.
Because back when Heroes...
That one?
Back when Heroes... Jesus.
That is a waveform.
You didn't peak, though, which is fucking amazing.
No, I kept it in... That's mic discipline at work. I'm learning.
Hello, my name is Mike Discipline. I'm your BDSM instructor.
Hi, I'm what is a male dominate? Well, dominator. Dominator, yeah.
Yeah.
And then dominatrix is the feminine. Anyway.
You don't get a whole lot of dudes getting paid to do that.
Well, probably because the word dominator sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
Dominatrix has more of a...
Ooh.
Like a ooh, saucy sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, it's like you're hiring a succubus.
I'm going to be your dominator today. That's like, I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to be crushed under, like, a steam wheel.
If someone said, I'm going to be your dominator today, yep, I'm going to try that one again. That one felt bad coming out of my mouth. If someone came up to me and said, I'm going to be your dominator today, and they didn't turn out to be some sort of demon, I would be very disappointed.
That's true.
Like.
I have to use that line in D&D now.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my name is Gorthax. I'll be your dominator today.
And then he cleaves someone in half with an axe.
Yeah. With comical fart noise. Because he has a cursed sword that makes comical fart noises whenever he kills something.
That's his torture. That's his hell.
Yeah. He's like, people always laugh at it. I take my job seriously.
You know, the problem is that it's a cursed weapon, right? But if I try to get it purged of the curse, it kills me. Because I'm a demon.
What do you think of that?
I'm literally anyway, you guys have been great. He's slowly turning into Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Demon here.
Kermit the Dominator here.
Speaking of terrifying hell demons, we're watching God's Top 10, An Adventure Through the Ten Commandments, starring what I can only describe as hell fursuits and yeah. Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Yeah.
Did you read the last one? I don't feel like I've read one in a while.
It's been so long. You read it.
Okay. I'm going to read the back now. Also, this was a sealed tape. It used to be $15 at Family Christian Stores.
No, not the NXS song.
God's Top 10 is an NXS song?
Yeah, you and I are the exact same surprised.
Okay. By the way, God's Top 10 is trademarked.
No, I don't want you to play...
the NXS song.
I don't want you to play the NXS song, phone. Please stop.
I'll drown it out with my sultry voice.
I don't think it got picked up.
No, it was behind the cardioid pattern.
All I'm getting is either a children's CD
mm-hmm.
or NXS.
Look up kidsvid.com.
Could you spell that?
KIDZVID.com.
You know, I should probably do this in my web browser.
I don't know why I'm doing this in
my
Twitter.
Search bar.
Oh. I'm just tweeting my searches.
Kids vid.
Yep.
Sorry, continue.
Okay. So, okay. Sorry, my Satan was coming out. God's Top 10 with Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Okay.
Children are the world's most valuable asset and the architects of the future.
All right.
Children today need to know and understand the powerful lessons provided for us in the Ten Commandments.
Dude, all right.
In God's Top 10, TM, we presented them in a clear fashion through fun characters, including Delora the Butterfly, Benny the Bunny, Roscoe the Raccoon, Squirk the Squirrel,
and
Petunia the Skunk. That last one's ironic.
And Scrunchman, the Porcupine.
And Glex Fleam, who bring each commandment to life through story and song. Oh, no.
Just one.
Just the one. God's Top 10, TM, is divided into 10 different segments, one for each commandment. Thanks for the clarification.
Oh.
Fucking condescending asshole.
I thought it'd be like one for each like cardinal direction and then two additional ones.
Yeah, or like... one for each satanic virtue. So parents and teachers can use them individually or as a whole to present, teach, and discuss. I hope and pray that through this video...
hold on.
Huh?
The back...
Yeah,
suddenly...
It suddenly switches to... Well, I think it's Dr. Laura writing this, but it suddenly switches to first person. Yeah, because it's signed Dr. Laura down here.
Okay.
I hope and pray that through this video, the power of God's laws will be taught through this video to millions of children worldwide. Well, I've got some bad news, Laura.
Yeah, according to Google, no.
Yeah. God's Top 10 was created by renowned radio personality Dr. Laura Schlesinger and award-winning producer/director C. Scott Votaw.
Speaking of alien names.
Last name looks like it should be something backwards. God's Top 10, TM, utilizes lovable traditional puppets, state-of-the-art virtual puppeteering, vibrant computer-generated environments.
Oh,
fuck. This
we're
just
about
got
to get
amazing.
Some Wobulous World and Dr. Seuss-ass shit.
Fuck. This video is for children's and... This children is for videos and adults alike. Watch it with your kids and build a solid foundation for a great future doing meth.
So the furries on the front are not people in suits, they're puppets.
Yeah, but they like look like people in suits.
Or do the people in suits look like those puppets?
Also, why are they playing catch with an autographed baseball?
It's autographed by God.
I have a signature from God.
I have the Jesus rookie card, so...
when he played for the Astros.
It's got a misprint, though.
Yeah, it says Jesus Christ with no H.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Dr. Laura preaches, teaches, and discusses morals, values, and ethics daily on her radio program, heard weekly by over 15 million listeners, including thousands of children. Yeah, I'm sure. Did you see anything on kidsvid.com?
The website domain is available.
Oh, that's great. So are you saying we need to buy it and redirect to our podcast?
Unfortunately, the website in question telling me that it's available does not give me a price. You have to send them information and they send you a quote.
Nope. I'm going to Google. There's also TommyNelson.com.
TommyNelson.com. Good news.
Redirects to Tommy.
We can sign up. We can sign up now for free goodies and downloads. Goodies.
And downloads,
but you have to sign up for it.
Oh,
he has books. I think he did the like visual design.
Oh yeah. All right, kidsvid.com.
Because mostly he just has books.
Whoa! Fuck that.
How much is it?
So apparently it is an aftermarket domain, meaning it is not sold through domain registrars.
It's owned by the
people that have the website up that say this domain is available own the domain.
Okay.
And they are asking $2,500 plus $12 a year. $12 a year is the general price for a domain.
Right.
But they want $2,500 on top of that.
It's good website real estate though.
We could get kidsvid.net.
How much is that?
$12 a year.
Oh, fuck me.
What about kidsvideo.games?
That sounds like a predator site.
It does. Google my... Sorry. So I looked up kidsvid.com.
Uh-huh.
And it gave me that one. And it all said, oh, a bunch of other suggested ones since that one's an aftermarket one.
Here's Porkspunk.ween.
Porkspunk.drink. no, so we get like kidsvid.org, kidsvid.net, kidsvid.us. Mm-hmm. kidsvid.info.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
kidsvideo.app. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
kidsvideo.games. kidsvideo.chat.
I don't like that one. That's a predator site.
kidsvideo.watch.
Oh.
kidsvideocamera.com.
Hey, do we want to just buy these so that no predator can actually have them?
Or just charge ludicrous amounts? Like, yeah.
I'm not going to charge... Okay, hold on.
Kidsgames.video? That just sounds backwards.
I'm not going to sell these to predators.
Kidsvideosongs.com.
That one sounds like an Indian company is going to
Kidsvid.
Buy it.
Kidsvid.photos. Ugh.
Okay, this is dumb.
Kidsvideoapp.app.
Tommy Nelson appears to be all about...
that base.
Children's Division of Thomas Nelson publishes a... Sorry, Tommy Nelson, the Children's Division of Thomas Nelson...
Oh, okay.
Publishes a wide variety of high-quality, enjoyable products. We'll be the judge of that. That are consistent with the teachings found in the Bible. Ah.
Ah, there it is.
So you're already breaking your own tenets because you're charging money for them.
Yep.
Jesus would not like you, Tommy.
Yeah,
Thomas.
Tommy. Tommyler.
Mr. Nelson. For media inquiries, please contact not Thomas Nelson. they're HarperCollins. Okay, got it.
Is that HarperCollins? They are like a publishing house?
Yeah.
Okay. What do they mean? That name sounds familiar. HarperCollins.
Like everything.
Okay. Cool.
Like, no, that's Simon & Schuster. Hold on. Okay. But I'm going to look up Dr. Laura.
Okay.
Actually, why don't you look up Dr. Laura?
I'm looking up HarperCollins.
Okay. Well, I'll look up Dr. Jesus. Yeah. We're so professional.
We're
guys.
So good. World leading book publisher. What do they publish? Never mind. Like, it's one of the, quote, big five English language publishing companies alongside Penguin,
yeah.
Simon & Schuster, Hatchet, and Macmillan. HarperCollins, blah, blah, blah. What do they have? Notable books. Here we go. Maintains a backlist of many of the books originally published by their many merged imprints.
Mm-hmm.
Authors published originally by Harper include Mark Twain, the Bronte sisters,
and
William Makepeace Thackeray.
They've been doing this for a while.
Long time. Yeah, they first Harper and Brothers and William Collins and Sons,
uh-huh.
both founded in the early 1800s, merged to make HarperCollins.
Okay.
So there's a lot of
Do you want trivia on Dr. Laura?
They do The Hobbit. and the Lord of the Rings
stuff. Who wouldn't want to do The Hobbit?
Short stacks.
I wouldn't.
Not on.
Not Bilbo Baggins.
No.
He's too much of a stoner. Actually, I probably wouldn't fuck any hobbit then.
Well, they know what they say about big feet. They really want second breakfast. The Anansi Boys was published by HarperCollins. So
probably a lot of Gaiman stuff.
A lot of Gaiman stuff. The Children of Húrin, J.R.R. Tolkien.
I think we can be done with HarperCollins.
Good Night Moon. Okay, continue. Yeah, go ahead.
And that's the show, everybody.
Was Go the Fuck to Sleep? Fuck it.
No. I don't care. Assuredly not.
Well, I have no fucking
idea. It wouldn't be published by the same people who also did the book it's parodying.
Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Don't do that.
Dr.
Laura, she was a radio person doing this.
Oh, okay.
But like for grown-ups, but also for kids.
Oh. That's a wide audience.
You know, you got to get them while they're young and then continue the indoctrination while they're adults.
Yeah. There you go.
Otherwise, what's the fucking point?
Yeah. Just fucking milk their wallets.
Milk? Those Christians.
Get that cash milk.
Speaking of cash milk, TJ, what do you expect from God's Top 10?
I want the backgrounds to be sub VeggieTales level of CG.
Now,
VeggieTales has decent animation, but the CG itself is pretty bad.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Yeah, they make up for the fact that they have cheap
models by doing a lot of squash and scratch.
They understand their animation fundamentals.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
I expect these guys to not... So now that I'm looking at the front like really deeply and not just getting lost in the fucking rabbit's eyes, this fucking butterfly is terrifying.
Oh, God, I didn't even notice the butterfly.
Yeah, neither did I.
What the fuck is that? It's got like a... Ugh.
Yeah, no. It's bad.
Ugh.
It's real bad.
A Bug's Life, more like A Bug's Nightmare.
This came out before A Bug's Life, I think.
It did. I don't remember when Bug's Life was, but this is 2002. This VHS is 2002. According to the case. What about the label? Yep, 2002.
Oh, nope, this came out long after A Bug's Life.
When was A Bug's Life?
1998.
Wow!
So that's really impressive.
Good going, Pixar.
Yeah, good job, 1998 Pixar.
Yeah, it was right after Star Wars Episode 1, 97, I think?
Episode 1 was 99.
99?
I believe.
Why do I keep thinking 97? Yeah, it's...
Yeah, 99.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what else to say other than help.
Yeah, this is going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
The weird thing is 2002 was a weird time for everybody.
It was.
You know, the 90s had kind of come to a crashing halt. That's a bad choice of words.
Well, a screeching halt.
Sure.
An abrupt end.
There's no good way to say it.
Head on. just crumbled.
The steel beams of the 90s were melted. But 2002, we still hadn't really figured out what the 2000s were going to be yet.
True. True. So this was still establishing the identity of the 2000s.
I'm kind of expecting 1999... to still like have its grubby little mitts in this,
mm-hmm.
but they're trying to do a lot more like technological stuff.
Because they're like, ooh, computers, because Pixar did a thing.
Yeah, Pixar did a few things.
Yeah, and so they're trying to cash in on that.
Yeah.
And I'm excited and terrified.
You know what? I think a small combination of excitement and dread is what I got going on too.
Yeah, I mean, that's just life, bro.
This can't be... Do you think this is going to be scarier than Salty?
No.
Because Salty had a hell demon in it.
Salty had the fucking most terrifying man in a dog costume.
That they forced to walk on all fours.
That I assume is actually the flesh recreation of a Satan in
a Satan.
Dog costume form.
There's multiple Satans.
Yep.
And he's but one.
He is but one. He came out of the fucking spawning pools looking like that.
And on that note, let's watch this fucking tape.
Let's watch this fucking tape. I gotta get some pylons.
What?
All right, that was terrible, so we watched something else.
Yeah, we decided, fuck this. We had an idea. Actually, fuck this.
Actually, fuck this. We reserve the right to say fuck this to any video we watch.
It's a new rule.
And we said fuck this.
It's a new rule for us, which I'm going to go ahead and say is, like, if we're watching something and it's so bad that we could not feasibly find some way to talk about it, we're just going to scrap it mid-episode.
We sort of did that. Well, okay. With Cars Life 2, we had to do that because the
it was out of our
media
control.
Was broken.
Which, thank God.
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet.
What did we watch instead? Was that Free Jack?
I believe that was Free Jack.
We watched Free Jack instead of Cars Life 2. God damn.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
If only we had gotten Free Jack a second time.
Right. So we watched, to continue the theme of, like...
Before we
go
to the new thing, let's talk very briefly about what we did see.
Sure.
Of terrible puppet show, whose name I've already forgotten. God's Top Ten.
God's Top Ten.
It was bad.
It was one of those videos where, like, okay, the aesthetic, you're like, okay, that's kind of funny. But it wasn't incompetent enough to be funny.
Yeah.
It was just sort of just cheap.
And, like... If you actually, like, heard any of the dialogue...
The audio mixing was terrible.
Well, that and, like... That was cultier than a lot of the...
I describe it as... I had trouble following the logic of anything.
Oh, yeah, no. There basically wasn't any.
Because, like, it just felt like nothing led into nothing. And it was just, like...
You could find the loose thread that they're walking on.
Yeah.
But it's not... It's not very...
It was, like, it felt like the kind of, like, videos I would make as a kid when I was bored and had nothing to do with no through line, no plot, no story. It was just like, puppets, funny.
Yeah, except it's got a very specific purpose to indoctrinate children.
And it does it incredibly poorly.
Just very poor. I don't think a child would find it amusing.
Well, here's the problem. A child... So, one... As supposed adults,
alleged adults.
There you go. We're supposed to be able to follow the thread of all what they're saying.
We're supposed to be able to find. Yeah, we're theoretically capable of finer plot detail analysis.
Yes, we couldn't understand the connection between anything. Kids definitely.
I wouldn't say couldn't.
Wouldn't.
I would say
won't.
It was threadbare.
Yes. It was gymnastics.
Yeah. I would have to stretch very heavily.
Yes.
To get there. It wasn't obvious to me. And if I'm watching a children's media anything and the general gist of what they're going for is not obvious to me, either it's in a different language.
Yep.
And thus forgivable.
Right.
Or it's very poorly made. I actually, in the shower today, I came up with a new metric for what makes a bad movie.
Oh, yeah.
A bad movie fails to do what it sets out to do.
There you go. Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
And
that's
the
core of it.
And I'm not talking about what the objective of the auteur was.
No.
Because death of the author, I don't care. It might be informative, but like...
Mm-hmm. It can add context, but that's not...
I'm really not taking it into account.
Right.
The example I came up with was The Room. Classic example.
Yes.
It wants to be a drama.
Yes.
It's and selling itself as a drama to you.
It fails spectacularly at drama.
And a key thing that makes a good bad movie is if you can reread it as a comedy and it succeeds.
That's very true as well.
'Cause The Room... And things like Birdemic and Fateful Findings.
Fateful Findings, yeah.
Troll 2.
Mm-hmm.
If you read them as comedies, they're fucking hilarious.
Oh, they're balls to the wall.
But simultaneously, they're failing at what they're setting out to do.
Yes.
This is failing at what it's setting out to do.
But you cannot read it as a comedy.
Like, you can't do it.
No, because it's...
At best, it's a horror movie.
It's that ethereal... Yeah. It's that ethereal, like...
It's just...
I don't know how to describe it.
It's just kind of boring.
Yeah, it was... Like, there's nothing interesting in how bad it is.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
The butterfly that is Dr. Laura was horrifying.
We got a kick out of that for a minute or two.
The puppets were bad. Mm-hmm. The backgrounds were... You nailed it on the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Sub-VeggieTales level backgrounds.
Yeah. With a glory hole and a fence.
I could not picture Larry Boy in any of these settings.
No.
Which is my number one... Better. That's my number one sign of quality. If I can picture Larry Boy...
Nice.
Or the pirates that don't do anything. I watched a lot of VeggieTales.
We stopped it on Commandment 3.
Commandment 3, which was do not take the Lord's name in vain. Mm-hmm. This was a denomination of Christianity that uses up two whole commandments on, hey, God's the God.
Yeah, so just a little background for those who are not versed in the mythology of Christianity.
Because we hadn't been made aware of this.
No, I was raised Catholic.
Shocking.
And one of the things in modern or in Catholicism post Council of Nicaea too.
I really wish you pushed up your glasses when you said that. Like
post Council of Nicaea too. It might have been before as well, but in Catholicism, the first commandment is both "I am the Lord your God" and "You shall not have any gods before me." In the videos we watched, those were two separate commandments. So yeah. I had to look this up because I'm like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa! That's one commandment. Are they double dipping? And it turns out there's many segments of Christianity.
I seem to recall in the weird ass, like we called ourselves generic Protestant. Mm-hmm. Essentially, non-denominational, which that doesn't make sense.
That's a little oxymoronic. Yeah.
In retrospect, that's a blatant lie.
Right.
I recall those being separate.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to go find my Extreme Teen Bible from the time.
I'm only half joking. You opened it, it dumped slime on your head.
I had two Bibles.
Whenever you open it, you did a backflip on a bike.
One had a Pokemon-ass holofoil cover.
Oh, dude.
That was the Extreme Teen Bible one.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was a fucking, like, adult-ass Bible that just was duct taped.
Were the pages made of, like, fucking crepe paper?
Yeah. I think all Bibles are that.
Yeah, they're garbage.
Sometimes gilded.
Yeah, they get the nice gilded sides.
Which strikes me as a little hypocritical.
A little tacky.
Tacky at best. Anyway.
Yeah.
By
the way, if anyone says Catholicism isn't Christianity, they clearly don't know what the definition of Christianity is. Catholicism was the first version of Christianity.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. There are plenty of people who say Catholic and Christian are different. I'm like, no.
Oh, no. Those guys are hardcore American Protestants.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys are dumb.
Because we got told that.
Yeah. It's like, no, we're not Protestant. Like, both Protestant and Catholic are Christian.
They're still into the Jesus thing.
Yeah. You worship Jesus Christ. You are Christian.
That's how it works.
Yeah. That's what... It's in the name.
Yeah.
Squares and rectangles, bro. They're both quadrilateral.
We're all rhombuses, dude.
We're all rhombuses. Time cube!
Humanity has a four...
Four corners.
Four corners. What was it? Four... Four day time or something
time
like
that? Time cycle, yeah.
Don't look into Time Cube.
Okay, well, if you want to watch the Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, I'll
time
put
cube,
that out.
That's a... Dude, warning, Down the Rabbit Hole, so good.
Content warning for that, language.
Language
racial and, epithets, I think.
Potentially. I don't think he ever... He might have censored it? No, I don't know if
he... He doesn't censor it.
He doesn't censor it, because he's just... He's basically Down the Rabbit Hole is a series of like mini documentaries on just interesting subjects that this guy finds.
A lot of it is like internet history.
Mm-hmm. His most recent one was really interesting on the Vienna wine poisonings.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
It's cool. It's interesting.
I don't tend to watch the ones that aren't about internet history.
I mean, I get that.
Because like that's the shit where I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. That happened in real life?
Like for whatever reason, the actual historic stuff just seems faker to me. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Truth is stranger than fiction.
All of it is fucking crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we stopped it at...
Commandment 3. Was don't say God.
Revenge of the Sith.
There you go.
And
we're like, we
were almost at one Star Wars movie per commandment. Mainline Star Wars movie.
True. Do you count Clone Wars? Because if so, yeah, we're at one per...
No.
No one counts Clone Wars. Apparently the TV series is really good.
Yeah. That one and Rebels.
Yeah, I've heard both of them are very good. I do kind of want to watch the Clone Wars.
They are both on D+.
On Satan Plus?
Yep, on Capitalism Plus. Thankfully.
I'm not paying for it.
Nice. Nice.
My girlfriend's paying for it, and she's very nice.
Nice.
Disney Corporation, hey, listen, I'm totally paying for it. Don't listen to me from earlier. Don't sue me also.
Don't worry, I'll cover it up in editing.
Will you? Yeah. Or will you amplify it in editing?
I'm not paying for it. We'll see what happens.
Just put a reverb on it.
Right.
Auto-tune it.
I'm not paying for it. oh, shit. So we said fuck that because
we said fuck it.
We couldn't find anything to talk about.
It was basically all that we said was just now would have been the entire episode.
Yeah, and that's about half of a normal episode. So we said fuck that. Let's watch something else. We made an executive decision.
We had choices between other Jesus stuff that we had previously picked out, but all that was too goddamn long.
Yeah.
Either too goddamn long or definitely about fucking angels.
Yes.
In
the boner way.
Yeah. Having sex with angels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
I don't know which wheel you put your dick in.
How many eyes have to be on my dick at one time?
How many eyes
before I'm just a cam girl? Cam boy, I guess.
Cam person.
Camsman.
Camsman. Oh, what do you do? What do you do? Well, I'm a camsman.
You're like a cinematographer, of a sort.
Yeah, you can call it that.
I like to think of myself as more of an artist and a.
It's like
performer.
A cinematographer with a splash zone.
You're in the wet zone, baby. Gotta wear.
Watch
a
out,
poncho.
That part's slick.
I don't like any of this. I'm a cinematographer that happens to own a lot of tarps.
And buckets of lube.
Anyway, we decided to watch Toby...
I have stocks in Hitachi. Yeah, we decided to watch...
Toby Terrier
and his video pals. Meet Toby Terrier.
We didn't know, going into this, we knew that it was produced by Tiger Electronics.
Yes, it was clearly on the back, Tiger Electronics Inc.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere on this fucking thing.
Uh-huh, 1993.
We didn't know this was associated with a toy.
No, so the first... I believe this is the tape that came with the toy.
Almost definitely.
Because the first couple minutes was explaining how to use the toy.
Right.
And basically, it's like this stuffed dog that you put batteries in.
Yeah.
And you point him at the TV when you put on... Assuming...
And there's some... subliminal fucking
some
rays
psychic
some
message
shit.
That talks to the dog and it talks when you're watching the video. Okay, whatever. But yeah, we picked this up because we were following the trend of like terrifying puppets, but I gotta say the puppets in this one much less terrifying, much more cute. Oh, did you look up some Toby Terrier shit?
Okay, so I looked up the Wikipedia while we were watching it.
Oh, sure.
So how it worked.
Uh-huh.
Toby would wag his tail, bark, nod his head, and say phrases such as, "Well, scratch my fleas," as one watched the video when he was turned on. This was accomplished using Veil technology, VEIL.
Okay.
The video fields would send out a data stream that were received through Toby's neck collar. The video also never faded to a pitch black, but rather a dark gray to ensure that Toby would not turn off during that transition.
Oh, smart.
There were also small cartridges that contained different phrases for Toby to say during certain videos, known as plus videos in the series.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing those on the back here. Such as, is there a dog tur in the house? Or, let's go to the zoo.
Let's go to the zoo.
Or walking on the sunny side.
Walking on the sun. Don't delay.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Don't delay. Act now. Supplies are running out. Anyway.
As long as you're still alive.
6 to 8 years to arrive.
Is that what they actually say?
Yep. I've listened to that song a lot. It might be my favorite Smash Mouth song, and I'm very disappointed in myself that I have a favorite Smash Mouth song.
No, fucking embrace that shit.
Well, it means that I've listened to enough Smash Mouth.
That's true.
That I can make a deliberate decision on that one.
I've heard the lead singer of Smash Mouth's a cool dude.
Oh, he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth is kind of like a meme.
Yeah. Well, like, I guess I imagine it being tough because it's like a song you genuinely like, but whenever anyone hears, like, you have a favorite Smash Mouth song, they think you're just being ironic.
Right.
But you genuinely like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the curse of my hipsterness.
Right. It's like...
I look like
this. You end up genuinely liking things that most people find ironically liking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of genuinely like The Room, for example.
I genuinely love The Room.
It's like, yeah, I feel only good emotions.
Yes, it well, is...
Mostly good emotions. When I see the butt, I'm not happy.
When you see Tommy Wiseau's bare ass, you're like, ugh.
We're building up The Room a lot.
Yeah. No, you just think, should I dry age my next steak?
You know, I might do a marinade.
Splash zone.
You are my... Anyway.
You are marinade. You are...
Meet Toby Terrier.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Don't touch me, Toby Terrier.
Yeah. So this video...
We expected this to be a horrifying... furry dream. I expected it to be a horrifying furry dream.
Yeah, I did too. It was kind of cute.
It was... Okay.
Rather entertaining.
The format of this tape...
Uh-huh.
...was essentially Toby Terrier is newly in charge of running a TV station, WOOF.
Get it? Because dogs?
Because it's dogs. Where TV has gone to the dogs.
I get it.
That's a pun from the movie. There's a lot of puns in this. There's a lot of puns.
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 I don't know if the effect was there.
That's fine. I can do it in post.
Really ratchet me up. Just
I'll
crank
just
me.
Put like a cavernous echo.
There's a lot of puns.
That one, I think Karen has a couple of those. That's my point. Future DJ, I'm not on this.
Don't actually do that.
No.
So...
Hey, guys, I couldn't listen to your last episode because the last half of it all had this incredibly annoying echo on it.
It sounded like my left headphone was hearing it from my right and then re-recording it and sending it back
through. It sounded like I plugged my computer speakers into my AC ducts.
It sounded like I took drugs and then... shot myself.
It sounded like drugs took me.
The basic format was a television parody happens, and then a second one of that. It's that for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It kind of like the Muppet Show, but
a little bit
distinctly worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and
you can't really compete with the Muppets.
It was like there are certain shows that. Have jokes that adults can get too, because you know adults are going to be watching this with their kids.
And then there's some that are explicitly for adults.
Yeah,
like the Hair Club for Men bit.
Yeah, it was like instead of having jokes that that like kids would laugh at, but the adults would find like the second layer to it. So like SpongeBob,
a lot of the adult jokes in cartoons, kids laugh at because they have the cadence of a joke.
Yes,
or
a silly voice,
or the parent is laughing. Mm-hmm. So like, oh. This is a funny thing, clearly.
Yeah.
But, because kids will laugh at adult humor all the fucking time.
They just don't know why.
They have no
why.
Idea what it says.
Yeah.
And clearly, the parent is meant to be watching this with their child, and presumably the dog doll.
their other child.
Although that does sort of make the assumption that the parent is watching it a little bit suspect.
What do you mean?
Well, because the point of the fucking toy is that it's someone to watch the thing with your kid.
That's true. That's a good point.
While you're off, you know.
Seems to sort of defeat
the purpose. Computer business.
Yeah, while you're doing your spreadsheets.
On your Amiga.
Yeah.
On your Apple II.
On your Apple II.
Which you still have in 1993. Why do you still have
it? The sequel to Apples.
What? Now available.
Cosmic Crisp, the sequel to Apples.
I can't wait until we finally get the sequel to Grapes.
What would you call the sequel to Grapes?
Grapes 2.
Oh, okay. The sequel to Grapes.
The Grapening.
What would you expect from the sequel to Grapes?
Big.
Just bigger?
Yeah, I want them big.
Do you want to like eat a single grape like an apple?
Yes.
Isn't that a grapple?
Well, that's an apple that tastes like a grape, I believe.
Oh, but you want the texture of a grape?
Yes.
You want the full grape experience.
I want it to be
just
very unpleasant.
You want the full Grapening.
Yeah. Please, nope. The rest of that joke is not going
to
happen.
We'll leave that one to your imagination, audience.
There's not a whole lot of leaps you got to take.
Grape leaves.
Yeah, I just want it to be leaves, actually.
The sequel to Grapes is eating the vine.
Can I just can I just have a salad?
Like grape spaghetti. Oh. Sorry. I didn't like that part.
Grape flavored spaghetti? Like no, you use like, jelly?
Yeah. God. Like with like a savory pasta, but with like grape jam as the sauce. Oh. There's some fucking food auteur out there who wants to make that. Although, did you know at Shake Shack?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There is a secret menu item for a peanut butter bacon burger.
I do not want that.
I don't because I'm allergic to peanuts, but apparently.
Are you telling me to taste it so that I can so you can vicariously live through me?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's weird, but apparently it's very tasty.
I could see it. Peanuts tend to taste good with salty
meats.
Stuff.
Generally, yeah. Well, a lot of like Thai food uses that.
Well, yeah. And it's we have salted peanuts, right?
Yeah, roasted peanuts.
Peanut flavor goes well with salt. And
yes.
Bacon is probably the saltiest of the meats.
It is a cured meat, yes.
It's among the saltiest
of
the meats.
Next to like salt pork and a block of salt.
That Himalayan salt that your aunt bought and you
turned
like,
into a lamp.
And you're like, oh, that's cool. And then, like, you get a random craving in the middle of the night, and then you just eat it, and then she's really mad at you for the rest of time.
Or she puts a light bulb in it and is like, if you turn it on, it'll put, like, good ions into the air. And I'm like, you never took chemistry in third grade, did you?
And also, what's there some good ion and a bad ion, lady?
Yeah.
I got my eye on you. Oh,
I get it.
Oh no.
Oh, no, we're being warned.
We're being warned of the space battle.
Hold on, our food's ready. We'll come back after a bit and talk more about Toby Turner.
After
I mean, Toby Terrier.
No, we're not talking
we're
about...
We're not talking about Toby Turner. You shouldn't be talking about Toby
We're not
Turner.
Talking about him.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Sonic 2 handles stubborn stains. Embarrassing bald spots, no problem. It even slices and dices, makes thousands of julienne fries. But wait, you can play it too.
Ah, food.
Welcome back.
That's a lot of laws.
That's a joke that you will never hear.
Again.
Okay, Toby.
Toby the Terrier.
That song is not in this. Why are we singing Frosty the Snowman? He's dead.
I'm dead now.
He's a ghost.
Welcome to 69 cent ghost special.
Speaking of ghosts.
Yeah.
This is not actually related to anything we've been talking about. Have you watched the Ben Schwartz Middle Ditch special on Netflix?
No, is it good?
So basically they do long form improv.
Oh.
Using prompts from the audience.
Oh, cool.
The basic prompt being what is something that you might look forward to but also dread a little bit.
Hmm.
And then they talk to a person in the audience about
that subject
to get like stuff going, and then they do a long form bit of improv. And I gotta tell you, you haven't lived until you've
seen long form improv.
Dude, I'm telling you, long form improv, it's underrated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the reason I love, like, I know it's not long form, but, like, Whose Line?
So it's a little bit like if Drew Carey never pressed the buzzer.
Yeah.
just let them go.
It's like, keep going.
Or sometimes, like, they'll enforce, because they'll change scenes a lot.
Sure, sure.
But it's all in the same, like, deal.
The same subject matter, the same theme.
The first episode is a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to give you any of the details.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to give you a couple of the details.
Okay.
one character is named Short Paul. Not Sean Paul.
Short Paul.
Short Paul. Sean Paul is also at the wedding. But he's not Short Paul. And they never play Sean Paul.
Jesus.
It's a lot of stuff like that where, like, someone will say... there was one bit where they had to spend an extended amount of time figuring out what all the names of the people that they had already used were.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm Amber. Didn't you already have a name? Did I?
Shit.
And it's very fun. What, like, because ordinarily you would think, oh, you get into that period of time, the instinct is to stop.
Right.
Is to be like, okay, we fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Next scene.
But improv, you can't.
No.
Or rather, it works better if you're just like, lean in.
Mm-hmm. Lean into that curve.
Yeah. Is it? Because, you know, it's improv. Nobody's expecting you to have a perfectly scripted scene.
Yeah, it's established that nothing right now is known.
It's also really fun when they have something that can be internally consistent and then they keep it internally consistent.
Yeah, because you're like, hey!
Like, Short Paul... Whenever someone's talking to him, he either has to be, both of them either have to be seated or someone has to be standing on a chair to illustrate that he is short. The minister was a ghost.
Nice.
Apparently.
Nice.
Because one of them like just was like, ooh, I'm a ghost. And then that never came, like, and then threw that character away.
Right.
And like, I'm back. I'm a ghost, pastor. And it was very good. It's very funny. I highly recommend it.
I heard the James A. Caster special is really good, too.
I haven't seen that.
It's like, it's very long, but it's a series of, I think, three stand-up specials mm-hmm. linked together.
Oh.
In like a big overarching story, but he plays like three different characters.
Oh.
But I've heard it's very, very good. So.
Yeah, the Schwartz Middle Ditch one is three episodes.
Okay.
Each about an hour long.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, Toby Terrier.
Yeah, Toby Terrier is not that funny.
Actually, you know what? I laughed a lot.
You know what? Yeah.
There were a lot of good laughs. There were a lot of good goofs.
There were some.
Mostly, we were talking about the dirty jokes, basically.
Yes.
There weren't dirty jokes.
Exactly. No, we were talking about like adult jokes and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, there was one. So at the very end, like the last... The frame story
mm-hmm. yeah.
is that Toby Terrier's uncle calls him and says, hey, you got to come run my TV
station because you said you're good at it.
Yeah, company for a day or something. It was weird.
I think the implication, we couldn't hear it.
No.
So
he shows up. He's like, yeah, I know how to do all this stuff. And like,
or they insist that he said
yeah.
that he knows how to do all this stuff. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, of course I know how to do this.
It's like when you get to like a new job and you're like, you wrote proficient in Excel on your resume and they're like, okay, so do this in Excel. And you're like, uh-huh.
And they read Excel, but you actually put XL, meaning you get extra large clothes.
Or you're just really good at getting them.
Yeah.
Even if you don't wear them.
Yeah, you're good at getting extra large clothes.
You're good at going to the big and tall place and buying them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, anytime you lie on a resume and you get to the job,
and they're like, we're depending on that. And you're like, fuck.
I definitely know how to do that.
I am your guy. But anyway, so their big show for the day is mm-hmm. I Love Lassie.
Yeah, because it's all dog puns.
Yeah, and in this case, it's a parody of the Chocolate Factory episode.
Of I Love Lucy. Yes. The one episode of I Love Lucy that literally everybody knows.
Yeah, you know, she's stuffing chocolates in her mouth.
But instead of chocolates, because that would be poison. Dog biscuits.
Yep. And so Lassie, the character playing Lassie is talking to the character playing some other female dog.
Ethel.
And she was talking about like, dog biscuits or something like that.
It's really unfortunate that we gotta depend on these men for bones.
Yeah.
Because that's the currency.
Yeah.
Also
and
bones.
And Ethel says...
It's been so long since I've seen a bone, I don't even remember what they look like.
And there's, it felt like there was, like, all of the puppeteers, like, the puppets didn't, but it just felt like the puppeteers all looked at the camera at the moment, were like,
ah. You get it?
That one's for the parents.
But it also works literally.
Yeah.
And it said like a joke, so a child would.
I'd be like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Probably be like, oh, how could you forget what a bone looks
like? Meanwhile, the parents are like, neither have I.
Tell that to my ice queen of a fucking wife.
Let it go. Let it go.
And then he's got a real doll of Elsa.
Oh, God. Oh, honey.
Oh.
What is this? What was it? What was that movie? Summon the Real Girl? Shit. Didn't it star, James?
Carl?
I think it might have been James.
Scott?
But, Turpentine? No, I
believe,
think...
I believe that was, was that not Paul Rudd?
Not Paul Rudd. No, it was, Gosling?
Ryan Gosling?
I think it was Ryan Gosling. I could be wrong. Thought it was Ryan Gosling.
Let's use the fucking...
Use the internets. But yeah, so it's a series of like little sketches and stuff. And there were some funny bits. You could tell when there were times where... Lars and the Real Girl. Is it Ryan Gosling?
It is indeed Ryan Gosling.
Hey, that was a weird movie. But you could tell when there were moments when like the toy dog was supposed to speak.
Yeah.
Because there'd be like a pause and they're like looking at the camera.
Yeah, yeah. A couple times it actually like prompted, like doing the children's show thing of like, could you help me out?
Mm-hmm. There was something at the very end where Toby was like talking to the audience, and there'd be a short pause, and then he would say something that felt very
specific,
non sequitur.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, that dog, must have been the dog.
The dog definitely said something.
Yeah.
That he is now coherently responding to preserve the illusion of magic.
For the children.
I remember...
A child.
There was... Nope. There was a... there was a bit where a weirdly sexual song where he's meeting the...
Oh, the piano one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was singing...
Where is my little dog gone?
Yeah.
But like... When,
but like cab, not cabaret.
It, when they
like lounge singing,
because when they come in, she's just singing and it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Because the children, it's a song sung by a puppet in the children's show.
Yeah.
But then they do another round, and they insist that the children at home and presumably the dog, a toy, also sing along. But then the small female dog puppet is singing it very breathily.
Yeah.
And like lying across the fucking like
piano.
And I'm like, they trying to insinuate something? And like the main lady dog, the Afghan.
Oh, Afghana White.
Yeah.
It's a fucking good pun.
I think her name is just regularly Afghana.
Afghana. But The first bit
where we see her, anyway.
Yeah, was Toby.
Actually, I think that might be the first bit.
And it's the first bit that we see her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're playing like a game show.
And it's kind of like a Jeopardy sort of thing.
It's like Jeopardy, but they give the host names for like Wheel of Fortune. Because yeah. It was like, I'll take things doggies do, Pat. Pat. Pat.
It's almost exactly that.
Chew up a
slipper?
That was a good bit. I gotta say, the bits were better than I expected.
They were cute.
It was certainly like one of the least bad things we've seen to put in front of a child.
Yeah, we like it felt like this, like credit to Tiger Electronics. They know their audience.
The one time that I will ever give credit to Tiger Electronics is right now.
Yeah. Because at least felt like they weren't insulting the fact that their audience were children.
No, yeah. Like, some of the jokes were really smart.
Yeah.
Like, a kid's not going to fucking get I Love Lucy.
No.
Are you kidding me? The most they would ever know about that is like, oh, there was a bit referencing it in Rugrats.
Right. And it wasn't like
to the, like, they might have heard the name I Love Lucy. Like
an ad for Nick at Night, yeah, maybe.
But they didn't push the fact that it was a parody of I Love Lucy to the point that you'd have to understand I Love Lucy in order to get the...
And they like, they picked the most well-known episode.
Yep.
Like, if a kid was going to know an I Love Lucy episode, it's probably that one. Mm-hmm.
But that, I think, was a second layer to it. Like, even if you didn't know about that episode, you can still enjoy it.
Yeah, because it's legitimately funny.
Yeah.
Shockingly, I Love Lucy is a funny show.
Yeah, wow. It's like it was a popular show or something.
And, like, right before he goes on Toby Terrier, because he plays Desi. Yes. The fucking bulldog's like, and by the way, you've got to do an accent. It's like, and he, like, he kind of looks at the audience like, they're going to make me do a racism.
Yeah. They're going to make me a racism.
But he actually has a really good Desi Arnaz like impression.
Lucy.
Honestly, like the only bad segment was probably the Three Little Pigs bit.
Yeah,
it went on a little long. It had a song in it.
It did.
The
song wasn't good.
The gag at the end where they built up where like this pig, clearly a dog.
Yeah.
But this pig doesn't know what, like, a brick is.
Mm-hmm. Needs to build a brick house to protect them from the three little pigs.
And, like, they come back, and it's, like, a facade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, pretty clearly it's not a real house.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, wolf effortlessly blows it over. And he's like, I told you, I didn't know what a freaking brick was.
Freaking told you, idiots.
Like, listen. I told you I didn't know what I was doing.
I don't got thumbs.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
I'm turning slowly into John Travolta. While you were still learning how to spell your name. That's Walken. I don't know what I'm doing.
That was Walken. That was if John Travolta and Christopher Walken switched faces.
I want his face.
Off.
Off.
Take his... Whoa.
I'm gonna take his face. Off. I'm gonna put it on my face.
Jammed up there. A uncomfortable piece of metal.
The shit that you could get Christopher Walken to say.
Dude, that guy's a professional.
Is really impressive. Dude, living the dream.
Former professional dancer, hell yeah.
Dude can still cut a rug, presumably. He's what, 80 now?
Ah, he's up there. Oh, I fucking hit the mic again.
Fucking. Unprofessional.
Fucking.
Do we want to...
There's not a whole lot else to say.
Do we want
to
go over the characters?
Sure. I don't remember any of their names.
We got Toby Terrier.
Yep.
He is there.
Christopher Walken is 77.
I was close.
You were very close. Christopher Walken is not his real name.
Of course it's not.
Well, Walken's his real last name.
Oh, what's his real first name?
Ronald.
Yeah. I would go with Christopher.
Yeah. Ronald Walken. Yeah. No. Apparently it says he used to go by Ronnie Walken. I don't like it.
When you're 15 through maybe like 23.
Going on 17.
After
dinner.
When you're not yet like 25, Ronnie Walken...
Yeah, that's like a, I don't want to say child actor, but a young actor name.
Right. Like, yeah.
It's a heartthrob sort of name.
And then, like, Ron Walken, you know?
And then, but Christopher Walken feels mature.
Christopher, you can hold that through.
Christopher.
Christopher. The pebble.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, you got Toby Terrier and...
Not Toby Turner.
Yeah, my mouth wants to say that every single time.
I know, right?
And I'm like, you don't do that. He's like he's got a Letterman jacket on, I think.
Yep.
Or it feels like he does.
Yeah, it's like a Letterman-ish jacket-ish
thing. He just feels like the everyman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's... Is he a Dalmatian, the stupid one? Or a greyhound?
No, he's like a Great Dane.
Great Dane.
Yeah, big dopey Great Dane.
I don't think he's actually stupid, but he plays a stupid character a lot.
He's just dopey.
He's just, hey. His voice changes basically every time we see him.
Yeah, I think they were trying to pull off multiple characters that were Great Danes, but they all looked so much alike because they were the same puppet.
Oh, I thought they were just the same character, but like that same, but his like main actor was also another puppet in some scenes.
I don't know.
So they had someone else.
That was my headcanon.
Do him as an understudy, maybe?
I don't fucking know.
It would be a bit like why there's never two puppets played by Jim Henson in the same scene.
Yeah. Because he can't do both.
Like Kermit can't talk directly to Rolf.
Right.
Like they can have a conversation, but they have to be in separate singles.
Yes.
Which is why Rolf tends to be behind a piano.
Oh.
Because you can get away with having that off screen.
Yes.
If they have to talk.
Fun facts
about Muppets. I know a lot about Muppets.
Welcome to our new podcast, Fun Facts About Muppets.
Welcome to our podcast, Fun Facts About Muppets, where I just blatantly steal information given to me by Defunctland.
Hey, go watch Defunctland.
He has a very good series on like Jim Henson that goes over his whole career.
Oh wow!
And I cry at least.
He seemed like a wonderful man,
dude. He was great. He died, I think, in 1991.
Wow.
Maybe 1990.
So it was my fault?
It was your fault.
Oh wow.
You did it. You're the one who made...
You heard it here first, folks.
Fucking Big Bird sing It's Not Easy Being Green at his televised funeral.
Jesus.
Which,
that would have made me fucking sob.
It makes me cry every single time I fucking see it.
Yeah, holy shit.
Because like... Oh, and after it, he says... I think he calls Jim Henson dad.
Oh.
No, he says by Kermit. Because... Jim Henson played Kermit.
Oh, God.
So, like, for a while...
People thought Kermit was done.
Well, who do you get to play Kermit?
Right.
Someone has to do a good enough fucking Kermit the Frog impression, A.
Mm-hmm. B.
Has to have good, like, comedic timing, similar to Jim Henson.
C. Professional puppeteer.
And he had hired basically all of them.
Yeah.
At the time. So, yeah. I think eventually they just gave up on having the same... comedic timing as Jim for Kermit, because Jim Henson's Kermit was very like abrasive.
Yeah,
he was a little bit more irritated.
Oh, he would just get angrier.
He would like be more sarcastic and stuff.
Oh, got it.
Whereas now he's kind of like, yeah, he's sarcastic because he's a Muppet, but like, he tries to be more moral,
right?
The voice of reason.
The straight man.
Which is unusual for Muppets. And yes, you tend to see Muppets work best when the humans are the straight man.
Yes, absolutely. Because with puppets, you can exaggerate them easily.
And when Kermit is put up against a normal person, he is the wacky one.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Hence.
Yay! Good peek.
Thanks.
Good peeking.
Gold peak microphone.
there's a clip of... from Sesame Street with Kermit the Frog doing the ABCs with a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, I think it's LMNO, and she goes, Cookie Monster. And he just gives her the like, like squished up hand.
Right.
Face. And she's fucking laughing.
Uh-huh.
I fucking...
That's so good.
I love when people are talking to a Muppet and the
period
and the puppeteer disappears.
Yeah. You start talking to the puppet.
Like, which is crazy. You don't see that with any other fucking like puppet media.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Because the Muppets themselves have become characters. They're not just puppets.
They're so expressive.
Oh yeah.
And
but they're also expressive in their simplicity, because they're not like these crazy complex puppets.
Most of them.
Yeah. The newer ones, maybe. I don't know.
Because,
I mean, other than the
Once Upon a Time, Fozzie's ability to move his ears was an incredible technical marvel. That used to be his gimmick. Was he can do the ear wiggle.
Yeah.
And everybody realized that's not funny. Yeah, and so they basically had him get the...
That's very Chaplin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was supposed to be kind of Chaplin-y.
He looks kind of... Or like a Marx brother.
He Yeah.
Yeah.
He Well, because he's a shitty stand-up comedian.
Right.
And a shitty stand-up comedian in circa 1975. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be trying to emulate a Marx brother.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't even that shitty until... a little bit later. It's really fascinating to see like where all of these characters start.
Speaking of characters,
sorry,
Toby Terrier. No, that was fun.
By much better puppets.
Yes.
Okay, so there's Dopey Dog, not Goofy.
No, nope. There's Bulldog with New York accent.
Yeah, he's a bulldog.
He's fine.
The Chow.
Oh, I love the look of that puppet, but I didn't like the voice they gave him.
No, it was very gruff.
It was weird. I don't know. It just didn't match.
It sounded like it was trying to do like New York Italian.
I don't know what he was going for. But not reaching. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of them were just nondescript.
Yeah.
There were not one, but two small dogs.
Yep.
One was a boy. One was a girl. Mm-hmm. And you could tell which one was which because they put a wig on the girl one. Because it's the same puppet.
You know. One of the funny sketches was when they gave the... fur like growth
cream
to the bulldog and he got a mullet.
That was great.
That was so funny.
Yeah, it was a hair club for men bit.
Yeah,
like
it was wild. They also had a Chanel number 5 bit.
That one I think would have hit a little bit harder with kids.
Yeah,
and I think the hair club for men in 1993 would have probably fucking landed.
Yeah,
with kids because the commercial was on all the fucking time.
That's true.
And don't take
I love Fraggle Rock.
And I'm not just the president. I'm its biggest customer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's like from fucking...
That's true.
That's directly lifted from the fucking commercial.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
And the Chanel No. 5 commercial.
Yep.
I wanted more commercials.
Yeah, those were pretty fun.
A thing I've never said ever in the history of my entire life.
I know you're listening, Disney.
What?
Oh, Hulu.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a crusade going against Hulu.
Yeah.
Because how dare they make like have a tier where you pay but still get ads?
Yeah, it's ludicrous. What the fuck?
If whatever. I'm paying for your fucking service, how the hell does that not cover what the ads would cover?
It would easily cover what the ads would cover.
If I can pay a fucking free-to-play app 99 cents and never have a goddamn ad for the entire rest of the time that I play it, you can fucking take
$8 a month.
$8 a month to not fucking give me the same Kit Kat ad 9 times in a row.
Yeah.
Disney.
Get fucked.
Fuck.
Suck a chode.
I mean, okay. It's probably in their contracts.
No, and it's probably because it's all the newer television.
It's more expensive to license.
Whatever.
And probably, if I had to guess, it's probably in the contracts for the licensing to have the commercials on that tier because it's also free to watch.
Yeah, possibly.
Because you can watch some stuff for free.
Yeah.
Horse malarkey that it like locks off.
It's my
favorite
jazz fusion band.
It locks off episodes when you're paying.
Yeah. That's fucking, that's probably more contract bullshit.
That almost assuredly. Yeah. But even when it's a thing that fucking Disney produced.
It's, are you fucking serious?
Like, if it airs on ABC, Disney, you own that.
Yeah.
You can just put it up.
Get off your fat fucking asses.
You fat dink.
No.
I would never end an episode on me calling Disney a fat dink. Yeah, that would be a good time to do.
Yeah, there we go.